I'm Jamie Caudill, and we have Deb Hotchkiss here, Executive Director with Partners in Employment, with certainly a look back at the year and a look ahead with so much going on. Deb, it's wonderful to see you.
Thank you, Jamie. Nice to see you, too.
Deb, what would you like to talk about? Some changes or some changes that are happening?
Yeah, lots of changes in Partners in Employment and the employment world the last couple of years. But I want to kind of reach out to people in receipt of ODSP and make them aware that we have some special funding to help them get back into the workforce. And with the recent changes that they're allowed to make some additional funds without a clawback from the little bit they do get in their pension is great. So we have funding available for training. If people need to be retrained or if they need to train on the job, we can help with that. Or if they need bus passes or access to clothes or work boots and any of those kinds of things. We have a significant amount of money available until March 31st. So if there's anyone in receipt of ODSP that would like to re-enter the workforce, we'd be glad to help them.
That's fantastic. So again, if they'd like some more details, best way is to reach out.
Yeah. So phone number for Stratford is 272-1946. We're also in St. Mary's and Listowel. And the website is www.partnersinemployment.on.ca.
And that's great. Thanks so much for telling us about that, especially with some of the partnerships that have been happening with regards to programming and whatnot. But it's nice to know even more things are available, things that folks might not be aware of.
Absolutely. And for people in receipt of ODSP, it's been a hard life for them. It's been tough, and the workforce has not always been welcoming. And now with the employment unemployment rate the way it is and so low, it's a very different world. And so we want to help people enhance their quality of life.
And looking back at the year, it's been a great year for programs being available for folks in Stratford and Perth County.
Absolutely, both with the Canada-Ontario Job Grant and through our Service System Manager funding that's been available through the ministry.
All right, and what are your thoughts looking ahead to 2025 in terms of how we're doing? What do you think?
In terms of the unemployment rate?
Yeah, things like that, or from your perspective.
Yeah, I think that we'll see a bit of a change with students, maybe not as many students in the workforce looking for work locally. So that might open up some opportunities for our young people as well.
All right. Anything else about Partners in Employment? Of course, we'll share all the details, all the links on our socials and mystratfordnow.com. But anything from Partners in Employment that we haven't touched on?
Yeah. Any questions that you might have, the email address pi@partnersinemployment.on.ca comes directly to me.
Okay.
And I will reroute your question.
And check out the Facebook page because there's updates all the time there.
Yeah.
Which is great. And great little videos, too, for
good.
Sure. Now, Deb, what's the holidays like for you? Some downtime before we get back in the new year?
No, we will be closed down Christmas Day, Boxing Day, New Year's Day. That's all. We'll be available. Maybe the doors won't necessarily be open all of those times, but we'll be available through the email.
Right. And that's good to know. So obviously in terms of the holiday hours, but Partners in Employment is still there. It's still available for you. If something comes up, get in touch.
Absolutely.
Deb Hotchkiss. Well, Deb, we wish you and your family all the best for the holidays. We'll chat in the new year.
Thanks very much, Jamie. Happy New Year.